BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The United States government says it will ask the authorities in Mexico and Guatemala to find ways of reducing the flow of migrants and asylum seekers reaching its southern border. The US Press Secretary Jen Psaki said there was special concern about the growing number of unaccompanied children arriving at border crossings. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ms. Psaki said the US wanted to work with Mexico and Guatemala to address the root causes of the problem. Most of the migrants who arrive at the US-Mexico border say they are looking for better living conditions and escaping widespread poverty and violence in Central America. Since taking office in January, Joe Biden has removed some of the tougher anti-immigration policies introduced during the Trump administration. Critics say that has led to a surge in illegal migration.
The international charity Save the Children says the long-running war in Yemen is having a catastrophic effect on the country's children. They make up almost a quarter of all civilian casualties and are dying in their thousands from preventable causes. Caroline Hawley reports.
The war in Yemen has created catastrophic levels of need, aid agencies say. Fighting is taking place in heavily populated areas, and the conflict is becoming increasingly deadly for children. Save the Children says that millions of them are at risk not only of death and injury, but also starvation and disease. It says children are dying because they don't have enough food or access to clean drinking water. Acute malnutrition not only kills, Save the Children says, it also stunts children's growth and can disable them for life.
Local police in the US city of Boulder in Colorado say several people have been killed in a shooting incident at a supermarket. Those who died include a police officer. Earlier videos showed several people lying motionless on the ground in and just outside the store in the Table Mesa area of the city. Sporadic gunshots could also be heard. The suspect is in custody. More details from David Willis.
Video showed a middle-aged man, shirtless and wearing shorts, being led away from the store in handcuffs. And it appeared that one of his legs was covered in blood. This comes, of course, just days after shooting in Atlanta and is bound to focus attention again here in the United States on regular calls for tighter gun control laws.
The government in Niger says the number of people now known to have been killed in attacks on Sunday by suspected Islamist militants is 137. Three villages were targeted close to the border with Mali. Many homes were destroyed. The attacks come less than a week after gunmen killed 58 people in the same region. The violence is part of a wider crisis across West Africa's Sahel region, fueled by militants linked to Al-Qaeda. World News from the BBC.